hands up. Are you ready to worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Brethren, just talk to God this morning. I have come before you, Lord. I have not come before any man. Father, rain your blessings unto me from heaven. Rain blessings down unto me from heaven, Lord. As the sand of the earth are uncountable, Father, let my blessings from you be uncountable. He told Abraham, said, look at the stars of heaven. Count them. He couldn't count. Said, look at the sands of the sea. Said, so shall your children be. Yet Abraham was barren. Brethren, don't look at your physical situation this morning. Ask God for special blessing. This is 2020. Things cannot continue the way they are. Ask God to touch you. Father, touch me. Let there be abounding grace, mercy, and love. Pour your abounding grace, mercy, and love upon my life. Whatever I invest my money and my time in from today, let them yield fruit of unimaginable worth in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything I invest my money and my time in, let them yield fruits of unimaginable worth in the mighty name of Jesus. Pronounce unto your family this morning and unto your life that every evil arrangements to make you cry this year shall not work. Every evil arrangement made by the enemy to make me cry will not work. I did not start this year with sorrow. Therefore, I shall not end it with sorrow. The year did not start with sorrow. Therefore, I shall not end it in sorrow. Evil protocol standing against me, evil protocol standing against my opened doors is removed now. In the mighty name of Jesus, evil protocol standing against my open doors, doors of prosperity, doors of joy, doors of peace and tranquility, doors of breakthrough that has been opened unto me, every evil protocol standing against it is removed. In the quest for success, I will not be stopped. In the quest for breakthrough, I shall not be stopped. In the name of Jesus, the virus shall not enter into my field. Rebuke every devourer. The virus shall not enter into my field again. In the name of Jesus, my vine shall not cast out fruit before her time. My vine shall not cast out fruit before her time. In the name of Jesus, this is the new year. I shall move forward. I shall progress in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Leova. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Our Father and our God, we have come, we have worshipped you. It's time for your word. And your word says, we shall be blessed. Amen. Therefore, in the mighty name of Jesus, every prayer point that we have raised, and your children have opened their mouth and their voices unto you, there shall be testimonies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let your word come with power. Amen. Let your word come with anointing. Amen. In the name that is above every other name, we rebuke every territorial spirit, every spirit of buying and selling, spirit that will not allow us to hear your word. We rebuke them in our midst this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, come and show your power. Amen. Show your majesty. Amen. Let your anointing flow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. I cover every one of us, including myself, with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Shout a better amen. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. It is well with you. Please have your seat. The Lord bless you. That's the title of the message. The Lord bless you. Number 6. 22 to 27. Numbers. These technicals will help us. Numbers, chapter 6, we read verse 22 to 27. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee, and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Praise the Lord. So this morning God is saying, put my name upon every man and woman in house of glory, every child, every one of us, and he will bless us. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Mm. And if you record, if you read Genesis 27, the whole chapter, we don't have time. The Bible records the deceptive way in which Jacob stole the blessings of his firstborn, blessings of the firstborn from his brother Esau. If you read that passage very well. The man was old, that's their father. He was old, he was dying. You know. And then he requested Esau to go hunting, prepare and bring him meat to eat, so he could release blessings on him. Rebekah, their mother, had Isaac's request from Esau and quickly manipulated the situation by cooking, obviously what she knew that her husband wanted and liked. Put Esau's clothes on Jacob, with some clothes to make him seem like he was Esau, and made him to take the food to his father. After eating the food, Isaac released great blessings of prosperity and placed Jacob over his brethren. It's a story we all knew. So when Esau came back from hunting, he prepared the food and took it to his father so he may eat and bless him. Isaac realized that Esau has already played him, but he could not reverse the blessing he already placed on Jacob. Esau was mad, he was distrustful, and was filled with anger about what his father has done. Esau pleaded with his father to bless him also. And if you read verse 38 of that Genesis, the Bible recorded that, and Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Weeping will not be your portion this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Everything you lay your hand upon, you will be blessed. Amen. The name of the Lord will be put upon you and on your family. Amen. Sorrow will be far away from your family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. in the year, every new year that we get ourselves into, the importance of blessings, particularly received from the right source, cannot be overemphasized. After Israel blessed Jacob, he became fruitful and he was very, very wealthy. His name was changed by the angel of the Lord, you know, from Jacob, that is supplanter of Ishita, to Israel, one who has struggled with God and men and prevailed. Israel also means blessing, somebody who is blessed. He became a force to be reckoned with. His 12 sons were eventually the foundation of today's powerful nation called Israel. Praise the Lord. In that chapter that we read, chapter 6, verse 20 to 27, the Bible says, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons," okay? Those are the ministers, "saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless thee and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." So you will see that this is a six-part prayer and it's full of blessing. It's powerful. I want to take a closer look at it as we begin this new year and this new decade. Let's consider this passage and pray that it come to pass in our lives, in our families, in our societies, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. But today I'm just going to look at the first part. The Lord bless you. Amen? Amen. It is no secret that when God bless somebody, you become and you remain blessed. When God blessed Solomon, there was no one like him on the surface of the earth. You know that. He was not only financially wealthy, he was rich in wisdom, knowledge, and everything else. So much that other kings and queens came to visit him to see for themselves. Other people from other regions, they heard about Solomon, and they all came. "Let me go and examine him. Let me go and see what..." Israel became the center of the world that everybody wants to get to, even kings. The Bible said, Proverbs 22:29, "Saith a man diligent in his duties, he shall do what? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." Those diligent kings around were coming to stand before Solomon. You will stand before kings. You will not stand before mean men. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. This morning, during the fresh anointing, our brother was saying, he gave us words of, how did we interpret that, Ishiti? Awakening. Words of awakening this morning. How we must exercise our faith as Christians in this society. You know, how we must allow our faith to be tall, taller than us. Big, and then pray to God for that thing to actualize in our lives. I pray you will be employers of labor in this society in the mighty name of Jesus. In Numbers 22:23, verse 20, Balak insisted that Balaam should place a curse on Israel. Do you remember that story? We talked about it some months ago here as well. Balaam declared, "Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot do what? Cannot reverse it. It's not possible." He said, "I have received." Balak was the king, if you remember, recruited Balaam, the priest. "Go, I want you to curse these people for me." As Balaam lifted up his voice to curse, what was he seeing? And remember all the sacrifices that were made. You remember all the animals that were made. You remember all the altars that were made. You know, just because he wanted to curse the children of Israel. And each time Balaam raises up his voice to curse, God will tell him, "You can't do it." Then he told Balak, "Look, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse. Whatever God has given you in blessing shall never be reversed." Amen. It is only God that gives, and there is no sorrow. Anything from the Satan, or from the demons, there's usually sorrow accompanying it. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that's above every other name, you are blessed this decade. And no one can reverse it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Genesis chapter 26, irrespective of the famine in the land of Philistine, the Bible recorded that Isaac sowed in that land and reaped a hundredfold the same year. The Bible also said that it became so wealthy that the Philistines, a whole nation, what happened to them? They envy him. Nations will envy you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because you will be so much prospered that they will look at you and say, how is he making it? And they will come to worship the God that you are worshiping. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't worry, who are those people threatening you at work? You are going to become their employers. Say a better amen. If you believe it. Amen. God bless you, my sister. The Bible says that he became so wealthy that the Philistines, a whole nation, they begin to envy him. In the name of Jesus, you will become so blessed and so wealthy that people will envy you. I pray that prayer again. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will be so blessed that people will envy you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. But you must continue in the will of God. And when you do this, no force will be able to abandon you. Sorry, to overcome you. No evil force will overcome you. You know, two of my friends came for counseling during the week. And this one will say his part, the other one will say her part. You know, they were very good friends of mine. And to the extent that the woman will accuse the man whenever she has any dream, you know. First of all, I told the woman, look, don't become a slave to your dream. Especially those evil dreams. You will not go places. You are a master of your dream, not a slave. So when you have evil dream, rise up and rebuke it. It's in the word of God. Isaiah 7:7 says, it shall not come to pass. It shall not stand. Any evil imaginations of the enemy concerning you this 2020 and this decade will not stand. Amen. All of us here, we will see the end of this decade in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I don't think there's anybody who's 70 among us here. You know, this decade, the end of this decade is 80. Even if you are 80, the end of this decade is still 90. You will make it in the mighty name of Jesus. In sound health, in prosperity, in joy, sorrow will not come your way in the name of Jesus. Things that bring sorrow to people in their 70s, in their 80s, 90s, is to be hearing the death of their children and their grandchildren. That will never be your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, the peace of the Lord will reign in your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So as we continue in the will of God, like I said, no force will be able to overcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Even at destruction and famine, you will laugh. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Let's look at Job 5:22. I don't want to waste much of our time this morning. At destruction and famine, thou shalt do what? Thou shalt laugh. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beast of the earth. Say amen. Amen. Who are the beast of the earth? And we're not talking of evil animals. You know, there are some people, they are just covered with human skin. They are just evil. The Bible says you shall never be, you will never be afraid. You should never be afraid of them. Amen. Amen. Only for thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beast of the fish shall be at peace with thee. My father used to pray a prayer for me when I was still growing up. Said, witches and wizards will see you and they will bow. So shall it be in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Witches and wizards will see you. The evil men of the world will see you. And they will do what? They will bow. In the name of Jesus. Amen. This decade is your decade in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So in conclusion this morning, I am praying for you that you will be rich in wisdom.
Amen.
You will be rich in knowledge.
Amen.
You will be rich in strength.
Amen.
You will be rich in divine health.
Amen.
And every other thing that divine blessing will bring unto you shall be your portion.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Brethren, let's be on our feet this morning. It's just the first part. We continue. We are going to be examining those blessings, you know, as we go along. However, if you are yet to give your life to Christ, let me tell you, you have no covenant with God and his promises do not apply to you. To come under these promises, we must surrender our life to Christ today. Brethren, I want all of us to pray. Lord, I know that I am a sinner. I'm unable to save myself. I'm sorry for my sins. And I pray that you please forgive me. I am aware that your son Jesus died for my sins. And I accept him as my Lord and Savior. I surrender my life unto him this moment. Please, take control of my entire being. Help me to be obedient to your word. Going forward, help me to be obedient for your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, begin to pray this morning. Ask God to bless you. You must be blessed. You must be blessed. When my brother was speaking this morning in workers' meeting, it was as if he has seen what I prepared for today. You must be blessed. Bless my business. Bless my home. Bless the water that I drink. Bless the bed that I sleep on. Bless the clothing that I put on. Bless the shoes that I'm wearing. Bless everything concerning me. Bless all my siblings. Bless my children. Lord, bless my womb. Bless me, Lord. Let thy blessings come upon me mightily. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
We
are going to pray. As the sand of the earth are uncountable, so shall my blessing be.
Amen.
Go ahead and talk to God. As the rain poured forth without measure, so shall God's blessings and grace be poured upon me. The world will hear concerning me, and they will give you glory. For they will know that indeed I am blessed. Who will hear about the story of Abraham today that will not bless God? Bless me, Lord. Let the promises of Abraham begin to magnify and manifest in my life so that I will receive your rest. It is only God's blessing that gives rest. I will receive your rest, Lord. Whatever I invest my time on, whatever I invest my money on from today, shall yield fruit of unimaginable worth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anytime, anything that I invest upon, whether I invest my time, I invest my money upon, the time I invest in prayer shall be fruitful. The time I invest in fasting shall be fruitful unto me. I will not fast in vain. The church of God will not fast in vain. Lord, whenever I created time to come to your presence, to dance and to rejoice, It shall not be in vain. Pray. When I come before you and I dance and I praise your name and I raise my voice unto you, it shall not be in vain. Anything I invest my time on, like I have come to you this morning, Lord, it shall not be in vain. Let this season be season of divine help unto me. Divine intervention. Break up failure. Break up stagnation of the past in my life. I receive inspiration for destiny advancement. I receive inspiration for destiny advancement from today. I will get to the pinnacle of success this year and beyond. Father, I have given my life unto you. I have given my life unto you. Therefore, I receive inspiration for destiny advancement. Inspiration for destiny advancement that will take me to the pinnacle of success, this 2020 and beyond. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Brethren, silently go to God. Pour your hearts unto him. Speak in that language that the Holy Spirit understands. This morning, Lord, Father, hear me, Lord. Evil dreams will not come to pass in my life. Evil dream, no matter how horrible, will not come to pass in my life. I stand upon the altar of the Almighty God, and I pronounce blessings into my life and the life of your people this morning. And I say, Lord, these people are blessed. I am blessed. Everything concerning me and this your church is blessed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. My health is blessed. The water I drink is blessed. That car that I drive, that house that I live in, that streets that I walk upon is blessed. In the name of Jesus. The fruit of my womb is blessed. The church of God is blessed. Amen. Thank you, my Father. Talk to God, brethren. Talk to God. Don't be tired. The angels are here. They are ready to take your prayers up to the heavens.
Lord, I will not go back to say my name, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, my name, my name,
Ask God to rain down his rain of blessings unto you. And begin to thank him for the rain. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the latter rain that is healing your world, confirming your world. Thank you for the latter. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for, oh yes, thank you for the latter rain that is, oh yes, confirming, oh yes, thank you for the latter. Brothers, sing as if you mean it. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for, oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord, thank you for the latter rain. Healing the sick, confirming. Ah, thank you for the latter rain. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot. Oh yes, what the Lord has done, what he has done for me, oh, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. He saved me.